Hey everyone, welcome to Builder's Briefing for May 18th, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam. We've got a packed show today. AI coding agents are getting their own package management ecosystem. There's a spicy BitLocker backdoor claim, and some really sharp takes on why AI isn't actually making your team faster.
Yeah, it's one of those weeks where you can feel the ground shifting under the tooling landscape. Really excited to dig in.
So, the big story, the number one trending repo this weekend is Agent Skills from Tech Leads Club. Think of it as NPM, but for AI coding agent behaviors. It's a validated, secure skill registry that works with Claude Code, Cursor, Copilot, and others. Over 4,600 engagement and climbing.
That's interesting, because up until now, everyone's been duct taping their agent setups together. Custom instructions, agent.md files, random prompt snippets scattered everywhere. This actually gives you a proper registry to publish, discover, and compose those skills with real validation before anything runs in your codebase.
Right. And what's wild is it's not just one project. There's also SX, a package manager specifically for AI coding assistants, and OpenCLI with agent.md integration. You're looking at a full ecosystem forming around agent extensibility.
This reminds me exactly of the VS Code extension story. Text editors were just text editors until you could compose them from a marketplace of capabilities. The teams that publish validated skills early into these registries are going to own developer muscle memory the same way popular NPM packages do today.
Totally. If you're building developer tools or internal agent workflows, start packaging your agent configs as reusable skills now. Links in the briefing for all three projects. All right, shifting to AI and models. There's a great piece by Frederick van Brabant that sparked a 260-comment debate on Hacker News. The core argument is that AI accelerates execution, but it doesn't speed up the messy human coordination that actually bottlenecks teams.
Oh, this one hit home for me. I've seen teams throw AI at everything expecting a 10x speedup, and then they're still stuck waiting 3 days for someone to approve a design decision. The bottleneck was never typing speed, it was handoff friction and decision latency.
And speaking of reframing AI, Gruber over at Daring Fireball crystallized something a lot of builders already feel. AI as a standalone product is a shaky bet. AI as infrastructure embedded in existing workflows is what's durable. Build the integration layer, not another chatbot.
That pairs nicely with the enterprise pricing story, too. Per-seat AI pricing is quietly creating massive, unpredictable cost exposure. If you're doing B2B with AI, usage-based or outcome-based pricing is going to win. Enterprises are already getting burned on seat models.
One more on the AI side. There's a detailed energy cost analysis showing that running LLMs locally on Apple Silicon actually costs more per token than routing through cloud APIs like OpenRouter. So if you've been justifying local inference on cost alone, you need to recheck that math.
Right. The real arguments for local are privacy and latency, not cost. Which probably means most teams should be thinking hybrid. Local for sensitive workloads. Cloud for everything else.
Okay, DevTools. OpenCLI is really cool. It wraps websites, Electron apps, and local binaries behind a standardized command line interface, so AI agents can use tools that don't have APIs. It's open source with built-in agent.md support.
That solves such a real problem. Half the tools I use day-to-day have no API surface whatsoever. If my agent can just interact with them through a CLI wrapper, that's a huge unlock for automation.
Also, trending. ZeroStack, a coding agent written in pure Rust following Unix philosophy. 313 Hacker News points. Small composable tools, pipes, plain text. No Node or Python runtime dependency.
And the Tokyo team shipped Toasty, an async ORM for Rust. That's a big signal that the Rust web ecosystem is maturing fast. If you've been grinding through raw Square Lex queries, there's finally a proper query builder that's async native.
Now, let's talk security, because this one's a big deal. A security researcher claims Microsoft built a deliberate backdoor into BitLocker and has published a working exploit. 375 Hacker News points and climbing.
Wow, If your product or infrastructure relies on BitLocker for disk encryption, you need to reevaluate your threat model right now. Even if the deliberate framing ends up being debatable, a published exploit is a published exploit.
Agreed. Link in the briefing. Also worth noting, Osmadius is trending. It's an automated security orchestration engine that handles recon, vulnerability scanning, and reporting. Could replace a lot of custom scripting in your security pipeline. Quick hits before we wrap. There's a great 257-point essay on Hacker News about how we've made the world too complicated. Someone converted an $80 Android tablet into a Debian Linux workstation. There's a surprisingly good prologue tutorial that uses Pokemon to teach logic programming.
And someone's hosting a website on an 8-bit microcontroller, which is just pure chaotic energy that I love. Also, the WHO declared the Ebola outbreak a global health emergency. That's obviously the serious note and the quick hits.
So the big takeaway this week, AI coding agents are getting their own package management layer. Agent Skills, SX, and OpenCLI all point the same direction. Agent capabilities are becoming composable, versioned, and shareable. If you're in the developer tools space, publishing reusable skills into these registries is going to be a real distribution channel.
And on the infrastructure side, think hybrid for inference. Local for privacy, cloud for cost efficiency. The Apple Silicon analysis should settle that debate for most teams.
That's your builder's briefing for May 18th. All the links and project repos are in the show notes. If something here sparked an idea, go build it before next week.
See you next time, folks. Ship something great.